Recalling September 11th a year ago, what happened and what it meant, Morning Edition has been listening to some of the voices heard on broadcasts in those days. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick with one of them.
Hale Gurland is a helicopter pilot, but he has many other skills as well. And when he volunteered to help at the World Trade Center, they put him to work cutting steel with a torch, cutting through the massive rubble, looking for survivors. He didn't find any. But by the time we first spoke with him, several days after the 11th, he had gotten to some insights. This is what he said.
New York is the biggest democratic city in the world. We have everybody here, and everybody's treated as equals. And to happen here, in a place of the highest democracy, I think, New York City, is like it's even more of a disaster, because now the freedoms of everybody are taken away.
Hale Gurland is back with us today from our New York Bureau. Hello, Mr. Gurland.
How you doing?
Okay. I'd like to play a little bit more from that first interview and then ask you about it, okay?
Okay.
Now we're going to be suspicious people and to be angry and mad and warlike. I mean, we built up to this freedom, and now we lose it. In 90 minutes, we lose it. That's what people are digging for, to find it back.
Hale Gurland, today, looking back, thinking about this year, have we become a more suspicious people? Is that true, especially in New York?
In New York, no. I don't think I'm pretty proud of being a New Yorker. I think New York, because of the mass of different cultures here, we've survived this. And basically, we localized our pain and our small bigotries early on.
What about those freedoms you said you were digging for?
This society is an open society. This is why these things could happen. When you lose that openness, you lose what the opportunistic society like America has, what it is, what it stands for.
But you see that still here. You were worried that it was gone.
I was worried. It scared the hell out of me, because people were enraged. People wanted to kill something. They wanted to hurt something. They didn't know who to attack. And I think that in this society, if we have more restrictions, we'll lose much more than what they took down at the World Trade Center, the loss of life.
How is your daily life different because of what you did at the World Trade Center? How are you changed by that?
It's like I try to go on. I don't have flashbacks of it, but it's an old relationship that you visit. The World Trade Center they were huge. When they're not there, you don't see them anymore. I mean, I can't picture them there, because the structure goes in your head. I mean, it doesn't feel like it was ever there. It's like when I go past it, and I fly around it, I don't remember it.
When you say you don't remember it, do you mean you don't remember the World Trade Center towers?
It's a hard thing. It's like, you ever look at the Grand Canyon? When you look at it, you can see it, but you can't touch it. And then when you look away, it's a dream. It's like, then you have to look back at it again and say, that doesn't make sense. I think the World Trade Center is, for me, they went. I mean, they're a memory, and that's all I have of them.
Mr. Gurland, thank you for speaking with us again.
Oh, thank you.
Hale Gurland, who first spoke with us when he was working on the World Trade Center rescue crew, is back to flying again. He still lives in New York City. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Washington.